Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Universities will be required to phase out the use of car parking for most staff and students in areas where there's a range of public transport options. Reports in today's Irish Times say the requirement under the state's public sector climate action mandate comes at a time when many students say they're forced to commute long distances due to accommodation shortages. So how's it going down on college campuses? Well, Drive Time's John Cook has been to the Technological University of Shannon and he joins us now from Limerick, where, John, parking spaces are very much in demand today.
And every day, I'm told, Sarah, especially on the main two campuses in Athlone and Limerick. And I was one of those searching various car parks for a space today at the Technological University of the Shannon Moylish campus in the shadow of Thomond Park in Limerick. I even forgot where I'd left my car, Sarah. I don't know if that happens to you. I lost it for a while as I worked my way through various parking lots, chatting to students driving to and from their lectures, most of whom were surprised to hear the further and higher education sector has the third largest carbon footprint of the public sector after schools and health. So with government committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 51% by 2030, should colleges be playing their role too? The first student I met getting into his car was Aaron, who's studying property valuation.
No, I think we absolutely need car parks. I'm only in Corbly, so I'm only about a 10-15 minute drive, but okay. You know, other people who are coming from further away, it's more difficult, you know.
Would there be a bus for you though, that you could leave the car at home, you might need a car parking spot?
Yeah, I'd still have to walk a bit, but you know, it's more efficient for me to take the car.
You don't want to give it up?
No, not really.
Even for the environment?
Not particularly. I don't think No, I don't think students have as big of an impact as the government might think on...
There's an awful lot of people parked around here, though. The car parks are packed, aren't
there
they?
There is, yeah.
Yes, there is.
Do you travel to college every day?
Yeah, I do.
From where?
I just live in Limerick.
So could you get a bus?
No, there's no real point. I only live down there.
There's no real point?
No.
Could you walk then, or cycle?
I could.
Yeah. But you prefer to drive every day?
I do, yeah. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's grand.
How are you doing, lads? Don't look scared, it's not the guards.
Okay, how's it going?
The car is well packed, is it?
It's, you could say that, yeah.
This is carpooling at an extreme level.
We'll just pull in there.
Pull into that car parking space. Like I said, I'm not the law, so I'm not going to count how many people are squashed into the car. Yeah. Can I'm talking to people about car parking spaces at universities and whether they should be phased out because of the environment.
Probably just have to park somewhere else, wouldn't you? And then just walk to college.
You're not giving up the car, so...
No, it's unlikely.
Do you all live nearby, lads?
I'm in Clare, anyway.
Yeah, well, accommodation isn't feasible for us when we live so close. So close, but yet far, like, not far enough away to get accommodation, you know.
So you're an hour away from the college here in Limerick. Could you get the bus? Could you live closer to the college, or did you look at those options?
Well, I could get the bus, but I found that it'd probably be a bit more expensive than driving in and out every day, and it's not very reliable to where I'm from, so... Yeah, the times is like every hour, but like it might take an hour and a half for me to get in here with traffic, and then another bus from the city into college is another 40 minutes.
I'm amazed how packed the car parks are.
The big problem is, I suppose, accommodation, and there isn't, and the price of accommodation. People can't afford to live in student accommodation or accommodation around the college.
Really.
It can't be gotten.
So you chose to come to college somewhere you could drive to, is that it?
Yeah, that was, I think.
Horribly.
That we would be able to commute, I suppose, easily.
Are you allowed to park on those yellow lines?
I haven't been clamped, so...
What?
I haven't been clamped, so he might...
She says you won't get clamped, so you can park here. You'll have to talk to me as well, though. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Tell me how far you travel to college every day.
It's about 45 minutes. I'm coming from Bursley. I just couldn't get any accommodation, so I had to drive up.
So you'd hope to live here in Limerick?
Yeah, I'm living too close to Limerick, though, to get the accommodation properly.
You couldn't get student accommodation on campus. Or what about renting privately?
I didn't really look into renting privately because it would be too expensive.
And if colleges were to phase out car parking spaces because of our environmental commitments, what do you think of that?
I wouldn't be able to go. Probably not, no, because public transport isn't great either. I could get into college all right, but I'd be late to everything. I'd be late every day. So this is the only option I really have.
And that is students at the Technological University of Shannon. But they're not the only ones, John, filling up the car parks there.
Certainly not, Sarah. As well as 7,000 students on the Moylish campus of Tuse in Limerick, staff numbers are around 750, and many want their car parking spaces too, telling me the buses don't serve them adequately enough depending on where you live. Nuala Finucane is a lecturer in early childhood education at Tuse in Limerick and was starting her commute home when I met her.
I drive to work every day. I live about 50 miles outside of the city. And if I was to have to give up my car, I think I would have to get at least 2 buses.
Would you be willing?
Would I be willing to do that? Absolutely not at the moment. No, no, I wouldn't. Because I think that would be... my independence would be gone. Okay. That's probably the key thing, that I wouldn't be able to... I'd have to fit my life around bus times. Okay. As opposed to being able to...
your college schedule or your lecture schedule.
Absolutely, okay. As opposed to that.
And if universities or colleges come under more pressure maybe to do that in line with our climate mm-hmm. commitments, mm-hmm. can you see a reason why they might tell you you have to look up those buses?
Yeah. I absolutely understand. I know where they're coming from. I'm just not sure that they really appreciate people who live in the country that don't have a bus coming every 15 minutes, mm-hmm. which would be the case in the city, okay. and certainly in Dublin. And all of these things do tend to be quite Dublin-centric, mm-hmm. I think, these policies that come out.
So that's Nuala Finucane, who's a lecturer at the Technological University of the Shannon in Limerick. Will colleges have to reduce car parking spaces for students and staff then, John?
Well, car parking policy is a matter for higher education institutions themselves, according to the Department of Further and Higher Education, because each college is autonomous, receiving funding from a variety of public and private sources. But in a statement quoted in today's Irish Times, a spokesperson confirmed the state's public sector climate action mandate does direct phasing out of the use of parking in buildings that have access to a range of public transport services. I spoke to Vice President for Campus Services and Capital Development at the Technological University of the Shannon, Jimmy Brown, in a car park at their main campus in Limerick, asking him first how many spaces were around us.
We have just over 700.
Any plans to reduce them?
Not at the moment. I suppose we are engaging with our local authority and with our staff and students in terms of ensuring that there's kind of a balance between on-site parking versus providing opportunities for additional ways to get to campus. So where there's enhanced public transport services, particularly on the Moylish campus here, where we are engaging with the Bus Connects project with Limerick Local Authority, that we provide facilities for that. But our students, I suppose, because of student accommodation limitations, are travelling significant distances, and we have to recognise that that's a reality at the moment. Certainly we have no immediate plans to reduce the number of car park spaces. We are trying to spread the load across our campuses by providing shuttle buses between Coona, for example, and here. But ultimately, at the moment, our focus is, in conjunction with Smarter Travel, to develop and deliver a number of modal shift projects, which will facilitate the broader, maybe, reduction of the number of car trips that we're required to do to between now and 2030.
Have you noticed an increased amount of people driving here in recent years in line with rising accommodation costs or the student accommodation shortage?
Absolutely. I think across all our campuses, we will notice particular pressure points during the course of the week where parking does become a particular issue. And based on surveys we've done with students, we certainly feel there's a big element of that that's contributing to that increased demand and travel is that the lack of available student accommodation on or adjacent to campus.
And that's Jimmy Brown, Vice President at the Technological University of the Shannon, ending that report from John Cook from Limerick. Let us know what you think. 51551.